Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's not about storylines. It's not about some type of Disney, you know, character. Like Cal Raleigh won the home run derby, and people were like, see, it's his year. I was like, that has nothing to do with it. Judge won the home run derby first time he did it, one and done. You know, and it has nothing to do with it. It's the most valuable player. Judge is more valuable than Cal Raleigh. But great season for Cal Raleigh. Just glad that they didn't snub him. I know earlier in the week I was preparing for it, and then I started reading the tea leaves and whatnot, and I was like, oh, no, Judge is going to win. Good. Good. But I know Judge rather be World Series MVP. I know Judge rather have a World Series ring. Brian Cashman and them, y'all better start cooking, man. Y'all better get to work over these next couple months to shore up this team. The window is closing. 888-808-1019. Ryan is in Bridgeport on the Fan. What you got, Ryan?
What's going on, Keith? You're my dog. I just want to say I'm grinning from ear to ear knowing my boys took home 3 MVPs, but you know, that short little, you know what, out in Houston really robbed them of one. But I just want to hear your thoughts. Like, what's point A to succeed in this next season? I just want to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, and thanks for you know, reminding everybody. And thanks for the call. Just remind everybody, bro, like, Altuve stole an MVP from Judge, like Belly said. And that's a good segue into what's number one. The number one thing for the Yankees to do this offseason is to bring Cody Bellinger back. Let's see it again and again and again. That'll be the Batman-Superman combo. Kyle Tucker, I don't think, is realistic. Belly wants to be here. And, you know, it's funny because, like, I wasn't on this, but I've been listening to the Fan now, being back this week, and I heard Big Mac and I heard Sal and I think Evan talking about, like, Cody Bellinger's fit with the Mets. And I didn't really entertain that because, like, one, like, Cody Bellinger's dad was a Yankee. He wasn't a Met. He was a Yankee. Like, he was here on Old Timers Day. He threw out the pitch the day after Old Timers Day, the first pitch the day after. Like, there's a picture of a young Cody Bellinger in Yankees gear when his dad. So, like, I feel like that's in his blood. I feel like that's in his heart. And I also feel like, and call me up if you disagree, don't you think players, and I said this during the season, like, and I used the comp with Kyle Schwarber. Don't you think players in Major League Baseball looked at Juan Soto take the highest offer, run to the highest bidder, which happened to be Steve Cohen in the Mets, and then missed the postseason and say, hey, all money ain't good money? Don't you think some of those players saw Juan Soto struggle in the beginning of the year and not make the All-Star team? And it's like, oh, yeah, well, you got the richest contract, but, like, you could have stayed a Yankee. You could have made just as much money, if not more, in endorsements with the Yankees. So if you're picking up what I'm putting down, I don't think Cody Bellinger wants to be a Met. But Juan Soto and Cody Bellinger have the same agent. The Bond villain of baseball. The super evil agent that is Scott Boras. And Scott Boras is going to open that market up. And, of course, he's going to use Steve Cohen and the Mets to drive the price up. But I hope that Cody Bellinger taps him and says, hey, bro, enough. We're good right there. I want to win with the Yankees. What's the market value? What's the fair price? What's the right contract for him? Not trying to squeeze out the most money and definitely not trying to get a suite and a security detail and a wardrobe for Mom Dukes and all that. Like, I think that it means something. I was saying last night, it means something to me that Paul Skeens wants to be a Yankee. Even if it's one person saying that they heard him say it, I like that. Even if Livy Dunn is a Yankee fan and I saw her at Yankee Stadium with all these dudes trying to get selfies and she tried to buy Babe Ruth's apartment and they told her, no, you're going to make the spot too hot. It's going to be too populated over here because people are going to know you live here. Like, wanting to be a Yankee means something to me. Juan Soto didn't care about being a Yankee, and that's his prerogative, and that's cool and all. But I really do believe that Cody Bellinger wants to play for the New York Yankees, wear the pinstripe, and finish his career here. Like, get it done. That's number one. And then after that, let the chips fall where they may with getting another starter to get us through the early months without Rodon, without Cole. Let the chips fall where they may, where whomever is available out there, I don't know, that they can add to this team, a reliever. If they want to bring Devin Williams back, I don't really care for Devin Williams. He can go be a Dodger. I do want a right-handed catcher. We were going through some of those names joking around last night. I don't know who that's going to be. Stack the deck, man. Like, they have to add to this team, and I know everybody's going to talk about, we need more contact hitters. Well, some guys are going to have to hit for more contact. It is what it is. I think they have a real issue with Stanton being a year older, clogging up the DH spot, but it is what it is. His money now drops where it's almost cut in half. Ben Rice, if you listened to my show last night, we played the cut from Cashman where Cashman pretty much says, and who knows how much truth this is. I think I was listening today, and they mentioned something which I actually had the same thought but didn't speak on last night. But all Yankee fans probably had the same thought. Around this time last year, we were being told that Caleb Durbin was going to be the starting second baseman for the New York Yankees, assuming that Jazz Chisholm would stay at third base. And that was Cashman coming off of, you know, a good performance, I believe, by Caleb Durbin in the Arizona Fall League. That was him driving up the interest in the price, where he was able to flip Caleb Durbin and Nestor Cortez for Devin Williams. Will they shop Ben Rice? Potentially. And I'd be fine with that. Because if you recall, last year started with Giancarlo Stanton not being available, and Ben Rice was the DH. And I don't think any of us are confident in Ben Rice being the everyday first baseman unless, I don't know, he just inherited by osmosis some skills from Paul Goldschmidt from the end of the year to now. Is he going to work in the offseason with, I don't know, are they going to have Donnie Baseball come through and help him learn how to scoop the ball, pick the ball, because he was terrible. And I know we won't have Volpe in the beginning of the year skipping the ball in front of him, but like, your everyday first baseman can't be a guy that like cannot read the ball, that is not expecting a, you know, a bad ball to bounce in front of him and is still figuring out how, like, he's half catcher, half first baseman. 888-808-1019. Let me get to the rest of these football calls, because now the baseball calls are starting to roll in. Ryan is in Kent, Connecticut. Ryan, you're on the Fan.
Yo, what's up, Keith, man? I love the show. Me and my girlfriend watch you and C-Mac on YouTube whenever we can. I just wanted to say, like, you were talking about before with fandom, when I'm really not interested, like if it's a college football game and I'm not playing parlays like you were saying, I just want to see some offense. You know what I mean? I think in our hearts, and I think you'll do this because you played football too. I mean, the team you play for, you're going to be their biggest fan. Like, you know, like me, I'm from Danbury, go Hatters. You know, I'm big, big fan.
No, I 100% agree, and I'm with you on that. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Like, I played at two schools, and I was talking the other night about, like, I haven't really gone into it, and I had some time off, but, like, man, I'm so proud of Monmouth University and James Madison University's football programs. Like, what they've become over these last couple decades, from the time that I was there and the hopes and dreams that they had for the program to see where both programs are. Sick. And like, I can be honest, like, they're better than they were when I was there. I believe JMU is 8-1 and or 8-2 and Monmouth is 8-1. And JMU is now ranked 25 in the country. And they play App State this week, where it's a forever beef against App State. You know, I was looking at, I think, Barstool JMU and this other Instagram account, and they were going through how, like, you know, App State beat JMU the last 2 years, how College Game Day came to Harrisonburg and App State beat them that night. And I go back to the year that Amani Edwards was quarterback at App State. And App State went into the Big House and beat Michigan that year. We at JMU were in Chapel Hill. I was staying at a hotel somewhere outside of UNC. I remember, I think TJ Yates was the quarterback. I remember Tyler Hansbrough was at the game. The whole basketball team was like, they had this perch that they were on. And that same year that App State upset Michigan, we went to App State and Boone, North Carolina in the playoffs. And at JMU, we had them beat. I remember my boy Jamal Sullivan was our running back, our second string running back. And he fumbled the ball going in. We were going in to score and beat them and end the game. He fumbled the rock in that game, and we ended up losing at App State. That was hell. That was one of the worst, like, feelings ever. Season ending, them celebrating. It's forever beef, App State versus JMU. And then Monmouth University, extremely proud of Monmouth University because they have changed divisions. They have come up in their amount of scholarships, the amount of talent, the different teams that they're playing. Their uniforms, their swag is different. They're an Under Armour school now. I saw this video. They sent John Gruden a box of Monmouth University swag. They will face NCANT this weekend, and they've got a bunch of wins too. You know, they're a good team too. They're a good squad too. So, they're 8-2. And JMU is 8-1, and JMU's only loss is against Louisville, which no harm in that. You know, Louisville's the number 20 ranked team in the country. And, like, to even think that, you know, these schools that I played at that were, you know, what was called Division I, AA, like mid-major, like FCS, they were, you know, working towards, like, building up the stadium, building up the athletic program, the funding, and, like, getting money and winning games and getting interest to get to where they are now to see it. Like, I'm old now. I'm proud. So, yeah, you want to talk about fandom in that regard? I'm rooting for those teams. And I love that, you know, they're on TV now. We weren't always on TV back then. Now you can find the James Madison Fighting Dukes of JMU on your TV. You can find Monmouth University, the Hawks, playing on TV, on cable TV. You know, that's a different kind of fandom. I think I heard Tiki today talking about, like, UVA winning. It's like, your alma mater, you're like, you're an alum. That's a different kind of fandom. You're going to feel a way different type of way about a place that you lived and you learned, and, like, you have built-in friendships with people that you went to class with and partied with, and, like, that's different. But even in the NFL, going back to the call, rooting for offense or watching college football and watching a game, you just want to be entertained, right? I played quarterback. I played receiver. I never played defense. I never wanted to play defense. I was always offensive-minded in the game. I never wanted to tackle people. I just never approached the game like that. So even when I'm watching, you know, as soon as they break the huddle, and hopefully I can figure out what channel this Jets game is on in here. As soon as they break the huddle, I'm counting personnel. As soon as they break the huddle, how many tight ends, how many backs, how many wide receivers? And I'm watching the offense. And when I watch college football, I don't need to know all the players. I'm watching the style of play. I'm watching what kind of plays they call. I'm looking at, you know, the quarterbacks and who can throw the ball, who can run the ball, running backs, receivers, stuff like that. So, yeah, man, to each his own. And let people enjoy things the way that they want to enjoy things. You, if you want to be a diehard fan of your team and diehard and be miserable, like, that is your prerogative. Good for you. If you decide you had enough, good for you. You know, the biggest thing that I thought, I was like, you know, years ago when I thought about it, because honestly, I was about to be done with the Cowboys, I think, in 2019, before any of you really heard of me. And it was because, like, they had to beat the Eagles to get in the playoffs and couldn't do it. I remember putting all my stuff in a bag then. and I had this stupid thought about, like, my friends and getting roasted by my friends and family and people that knew me. Like, you can't not be a Dallas Cowboys fan. Of course you can. Since I've now, more people are aware of me than ever. Since I've abandoned the Dallas Cowboys, nobody's like, nobody's doing anything but calling the fans saying, you can't do that. What do you mean? Yes, I can. I did. It's week 11. I haven't rooted for the Dallas Cowboys all year. I've been betting against them. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Giancarlo in Bayside, as I was just talking about Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, what's going on, Keith?
You know, watching the Jets now, got the game on. Here, oh, and I need to put in this live. They got the, for people that use FanDuel, don't forget that profit boost. For, you know, if you're a fiend like me and always placing bets, they have a live profit boost that is live now. So put your little parlay, your little live same game parlay together, 30% live boost.
You know what? That's a great segue for me, because I was always a baseball guy. From birth, by far the only sport I ever played. If it wasn't for sports betting, fantasy football, I would have never became a football fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into all that 6 years ago, where the Bills still weren't good enough. I'm from New York. I'm from Queens. How can you go with the Jets? How can you go with the Giants? I love the red, white, and blue. Watching Josh Allen came up, I became a Bills fan. And let me tell you, that fandom grew, man. That fandom grew to the point where when they lost last year to the Chiefs, it felt the same way me being a diehard Yankee fan, the Yankees losing in the playoffs.
Sure. Because you go on the ride with them. Your emotions, you're so invested. You're so tied. And, like, you start to believe. And you start to believe with every fiber of your being that this is the year. And when it's not, it hurts. It's crushing.
Oh, man, it's terrible. And just to think nowadays, with the cons of sports betting and everything, there's the pro of it, of getting people involved in things that they would have never got involved with before, as long as you do it responsibly, of course.
Yeah, and then there's community. Question for you before you go. Have you been to Buffalo? Have you been up there with the Bills Mafia?
No, there's been so many times. Me and my buddies want to do a last-minute trip. I'm actually on my way upstate right now, opening hunting season. But it's hard, man. 4.5 hours.
Yeah, and I know it's not free. Work. But, I mean,
yeah, no.
They're building a brand-new stadium. And I plan on going up there and seeing that stadium. That stadium's going to be state of the
art. I want to hit high mark before it closes down, though. So maybe I'll get out there this season.
Yeah, and if they go to the playoffs, you know, start putting some dollars to the side. Maybe you go see a playoff game there. Thanks for the call, Giancarlo. That's great, too. You know, shout out to Bourbon Legend, who is always in the chat. Shout out to the YouTube chat. I see you guys. When we get to the break, I'll chat with you guys in there. Bourbon Legend tweeted at me when I was going on about how when I was a kid, it was just cable TV. That was the only screen. Like, we didn't even get a computer until I think I was like 10 or 11. But I was rooting for the Cowboys at like 5, 6 years old. And Bourbon Legend says on Twitter to me, he goes, people forget the influence in fandom via TV. Now, the internet, you know, the older generation could only watch local teams. You can watch anyone at any time now. It's not a captive audience like it used to be anymore. It's not a local audience like it used to be anymore. Like, oh, yeah, well, you know, on CBS, we got the Jets. On Fox, we got the Giants. So those are only two teams that I can watch and root for. No, it's not like that at all. You can stream whoever you want. It's not like that at all. You know what? In the NFL, but really more so the NBA, there are what they call stands. And there's less loyalty in the NBA because there are bronze stands. So if you're a bronze stan, you've been a Cleveland fan twice. You've been a Heat fan. You've been a Laker fan. If you're a KD stan, or you know what I'm saying, you're jumping from team to team. You were a Seattle fan. You were an OKC fan. You were a Warriors fan. You were a Nets fan. You were a Suns fan. You were a Rockets fan. No, you're a KD stan. So you're rocking with him. If you're a Harden, you know, do I have to keep going through all these players and Paul George and, you know, places they've gone on to? Imagine being a Dallas Mavericks fan because you grew up out there, or being a Dallas Mavericks fan because, like, you love Dirk and you're really from Iowa. And then here comes Luka and you love Luka, your franchise player. And then they trade him away. Like, that has brought misery to so many people. Nico Harrison now is fired. They're talking about how he's taking time away because it's been hard on him and his family. Yeah, because you know what? You traded away a player for a stupid trade for no reason. And you know how many people love that team and love that player, and you ruin their lives? All right, the game is underway. Already an injury for the Patriots, and the Jets are moving the ball. They are in Patriot territory at about the 33-yard line. I'm going to lock in on this. We're going to keep taking your calls. It's wide open for conversation on Aaron Judge, MVP number 3. Fandom, who do you root for? Why? Did you give up on a team? Did you switch a team? It's okay. You're allowed. Also, obviously, talking about the Jets still, but I know Jets fans are locked in on this game. And we will get into more of the conversation around Brian Daboll, that article that came out. And this week, Mike Kafka taking over and Jameis Winston being QB1. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Stay with us. I'll be right back. You know, we opened up talking about the Jets competing in Foxborough, right? Making a statement that, hey, we're not going to be pushed around. We're not going to be bullied by you. You know, I played some cuts, some audio of Tom Brady mocking the Jets and Jets fans when his statue went up. I played a cut of Robert Kraft telling, you know, Rob Gronkowski, hey, we're playing the Jets this week. You want to play? You want to sign a 2-day contract? Play against the Jets? And the Jets coming off back-to-back wins, winning the trade deadline, positive energy, feeling themselves. Who want to fly with those freaking Jets? They come out and they drive 72 yards, score a touchdown on national television, and nobody's laughing at the Jets right now. 888-808-1019. Of course, the GM meetings are happening in Las Vegas. So the hot stove, it's not hot yet, but the stove is starting to warm up. It's on. The red light is on. And, you know, with Judge winning, you know, I took a call and they asked, you know, what was the first thing for the Yankees to do? And then, you know, we have people in the chat asking things as well. And shout out to Jackson Black in the chat who says, hey, Keith, any chance Judge leads off next year? And I said, nah, hell nah. Judge leading off? Judge shouldn't even be batting second. But anyway, it made me think about another thing on the laundry list, or the Christmas list, rather, for the Jets, or I'm watching the Jets, for the Yankees. Go get a leadoff hitter. Like, I was talking the other night about how much it pained me that they stuck with Trent Grisham as their leadoff hitter the entire postseason. And he was never supposed to be a leadoff hitter, and he reverted back to being the you know 190 hitter that he was. But the Yankees just, no, we got to do the same things we've been doing, and no, we're not dropping anybody in the lineup. We'll stick with the same lineup. They'll die like that. Go get an actual leadoff hitter. Go get a right-handed hitting catcher. Obviously, make sure you sign Cody Bellinger. Anthony is in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Keith. You know, two quick things. One, I think it's going to be real interesting that, you know, Boris is, you know, representing Cody and Pete, who are, you know, looking at both teams. It should be real interesting to see where they wind up.
Yeah, Boris is going to play both teams. You already know he's going to be playing Steve Cohen and Hal Steinbrenner and trying to get the most money for his clients. I will say this, zero chance that the Yankees sign Pete Alonso.
I definitely agree with that. Listen, about Daboll, you know, I'm a longtime Bills fan. I was glad when the Giants got him. You know, Dable's always been a hothead, even when he was at Buffalo. You know, it's funny because, you know, he fought with Wink. He was upset with Wink because of the fact that he thought he was too aggressive. Even though Wink on his third downs, they were one of the best defenses in the league on third down. It's just kind of, you know, and then he goes and fires two of the two brothers, I forget their names, that were, you know, on Wink's staff. But it's pretty ironic because I think if Wink was there this year, Daboll would still have a job.
Yeah. I mean, Wink is certainly missed. Thanks for the call, Anthony. Yeah, you had the falling out with Bobby Johnson, who went to the Commanders and went to the NFC Championship.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Arc Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Next year, like, that's become the MO on Brian Daboll. That's become, what people say. You knew it was coming once he got kicked to the curb, because it was, you know, there were articles and things written about him when, it was just in year two. Year three, right? He exploded on assistant Mike Kafka. Who said that? It does not matter. These are just things that come with the territory. Like I said, they're just kicking dirt on his grave. They just couldn't help it. You know, one player recently told ESPN of Daboll exploding and threatening to take away play calling from assistant head coach and offensive coordinator Mike Kafka after tight end Theo Johnson dropped a crucial third down pass downfield against the Eagles. Sorry, I had to sneeze. You know, Brian Daboll, supposedly it was Mara, right? Wasn't it Mara that took the play calling away from him because it didn't work last year? And you can't blame play calling on a drop. The drop is on the player. But I understand. Like, he doesn't want to go to Theo Johnson because he doesn't trust him on third down, whatever. But, you know, there's a ton of pressure on Brian Daboll. I kind of feel bad for the guy. He was in a lose-lose situation. He had to win to save his job. He was pressing. He never had the personnel, never had the horses that were necessary for him to win the race. And, you know, they were in so many games that, you know, one decision, whether it was a kick or going for it on fourth down or accepting a penalty or a shank punt or somebody not covering or, you know, an injury where a backup is in the game, like, those things all damned him. And you can't tell me that he's at fault alone. Joe Shane is at fault as well. And they got Joe Shane. They got video of Joe Shane out there with Jamie Gillian, like, pulling his hair at practice. Everybody's just having a good old time. Safe. just going through the motions. Just, yeah, whatever. Another week. He better have some good candidates lined up. He better have some good connections out there of people that are going to want to come to the Giants. I think he's a deterrent. I think there are some coaches that are going to want to come to the Giants, but they're going to look at him like, why would I work under this guy? He's got 1 year left on his contract. What has he done in the NFL? If things go south and he gets fired, like, I don't want to be in that spot. Like, I don't know. We shall see. Sean in Glen Cove on the Fan next. What's up, Sean? You got it.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thanks for making it.
All right. Listen, so I'm a Cowboy fan from New York. That's not the point I'm trying to make. Just real quick, side point I want to make about Daboll real quick. How many excuses are we going to make for the guy? His first excuse was he didn't want Daniel Jones and he didn't have his guys. Then he gets his guys.
Now you can say he has the toughest schedule. Them guys are getting hurt. At the end of the day, the guy didn't win. He got there, and he inherited a team, made the playoffs, and after that, the guy didn't win.
Yeah, and he's fired. So he's fired, so nobody's making excuses for him. He's terminated.
No, you're right, but people are saying I feel bad and all that. But at the end of the day, the guy couldn't finish the job. But that's not my point.
Yeah.
I want to get to my main point. There's a lot of injuries going on in football. That's normal. I really think it has to do with this really long season, and they've been extending the season, and they're going to extend it even more.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that that's a problem for the product that we're watching as fans? I'd rather see less games and better football. But I know we'll never go back to that.
No, it's greed. Thanks for the call, Sean, and that perspective. It's greed. The NFL is king. It's a cash cow. We're obsessed with it. They shouldn't even be playing these Thursday night football games. You know how ridiculous that is to play and go to war? Like, the other night I was ranting about Jackson Dart and how, like, NFL football is American gladiator. It's modern-day gladiator. It is a gladiator sport. It is a war. It is a battle. And I know they've done things to, you know, change the kickoff and, you know, you can't lower your helmet without getting fined. Like, they're trying to make the game safer, but it's still a rough-ass game. That's what I was saying. I was like, I don't think people realize what they're watching, how much it hurts, how painful it is. You play a full NFL game on Sunday, you've got 3 days to recover before you got to go again? That's crazy. But they do it. They do it. Every week, somebody's got to do it. Two teams got to do it. And then, like Sean said, they're going to try and extend the season, you know, to 18 weeks. And you got to think about, like, this starts, the season starts in late July. They play preseason games. And a lot of these guys get cut that play in the preseason, but, you know, I think this year we saw a lot of teams playing in the preseason because it kind of sets you up for failure if you just skip the preseason and try and roll into week one without getting those live reps. We're headed to a future where they're playing flag football in the NFL. I've said that for years on The Fan. It's just obvious because, like, they're not going to be able to hit. They're not going to be able to bang like they've banged, like, for years. Like, and what I mean, like, they're not going to be able to. It's not going to be smash mouth football. It's not going to be so much collisions because they are going to prioritize health and the length of the season and trying to limit injuries. Like, look how serious they take concussions now. They have to because there were lawsuits and things put against the league with CTE and, you know, past players and, you know, what these players' lives turned into after the game. They put their brains on the line for our entertainment. So... I think it's greedy, but it's not going backwards. I think we're going to get to the point where they add an extra week and then the NFL, I mean, talk about greed. Like, the NFL now has taken Christmas. They're putting games on Christmas. Like, that. Come on. That was supposed to be the NBA's day. Like, we don't care. Worked for us. Talk about greed as well. Now you gotta watch the NFL on all these different streaming platforms. I'm watching this on Amazon Prime tonight. They got it on Netflix now. Peacock. So it's only going to keep going. It's only going to keep going. But, you know, these younger guys, I told my son jokingly, I'm like, by the time you're playing, bro, it's going to be powder puff. You ain't even got to worry about it. Like, you know, someone said to me recently, like, you're going to let your son play football? I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about? It's dangerous. I'm like, okay. If he wants to play and he's good, he's playing. We'll enter at your own risk. We'll worry about that later. I did not worry about that at all. I cannot wait. My mom signed me up for Pop Warner football. I remember sitting in the living room as a kid in full pads. Could not wait to go back to practice. Once we got padded up, I could not wait. And I remember saying, it doesn't hurt. Running into the couch, going to practice, we used to run into each other just for fun, just to get our pads loose. In the next, like, 20 years, we're going to be watching flag. These guys don't need to wear pads. Some of these guys don't. They don't wear, like, I remember wearing big-ass thigh pads and knee pads. These guys don't wear anything. I'm like, because they're not getting hit. They're not getting hit down there. And there's so many rules now. You can't touch the quarterback. You can't hit anybody. Unnecessary roughness. You can't hit, a defenseless receiver. I know some of these old-time NFL players look at the game, and they're like, this is not the game I played. I had to go through a gauntlet. So, yes. They will add another week to the season, and I think they want to get to the point where the NFL is played, and then we have, what, President's Day, and then people have that Monday off? You can bank on it. The NFL is not going anywhere. NFL is king. It's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Like, they're about to play a game in Madrid this weekend. Now they're playing in Brazil every year. They've been playing in London for like 10 years, more. They've played in Mexico. I'm waiting for them to get the Japan game. You know, that's a, you know, only Major League Baseball goes to Korea and Japan. And I'm waiting until the NFL goes over there. You know, that's crazy too. So, yeah, I mean, I love the NFL. I love watching football. Like I said, so much so, I don't need a team. So much so, I'm having just as much fun this year not being miserable over a team. I don't know, what does Dallas have, 3 wins? I have been released. Yeah, they're 3-5-1. I went to sleep the night that they tied. I have been released from that nonsense. It is so freeing on Sunday to just be rooting for my parlays, my straight bets, my survivor pool pick. And yeah, I'm down to the last 35 and survive. Oh, please, boy. Last week wiped a lot of people out. I'm down to the last 35 people in Survivor. I'm hoping that cashes. I will brag about that one from an eternity. I remember I won Survivor. Damn, what year was it, yo? I remember I won Survivor. Solo, no one cares. We got a break. But what I'm getting at, folks, is like the NFL has so many ways for you to enjoy it. Why be miserable over one team? 888-808-1019, talking sports on the Fan. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, back right after this. Saquon left in free agency. Micah Parsons got traded and wasn't supposed to be traded. Should have been paid. One of the best players on the team should have been paid. Jerry Jones played around. And I had enough of that stupid playing around. That's different, bruh. Anyway, we're talking about everything, man. It's wide open for calls. I do have guests joining us later. We'll focus in on the Knicks with CP the Franchise at 9:20. We'll focus in on the Giants at 10:20 with Bobby Skinner from Giants Nation Show. Let's get back to you on the Fan. Justin in Oyster Bay, what you got for us?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm going to kind of take an unpopular take here, and I'm curious what your opinion might be and your feedback might be. I know we're talking about the Giants, Brian Gable. I'm a huge sports fan. I work in hockey. So I'm looking at the big picture in New York, but we're going to talk about Brian Gable too. The whole premise of this, what I don't understand, is it seems like in New York right now, and I'm 29, so I grew up watching the Yankees win a World Series and the Giants winning a Super Bowl, and I remember that. It seems like the premise now is the teams don't win, they spend endless dollars on talent that's been a has-been, and then when they don't win, they just fire a head coach and they recycle them. The Rangers brought Quinn back in as an assistant, which I didn't agree with. They fired Gable, which I don't agree with. And we all know if Dart wasn't injured and Scadabu wasn't injured, there's no way he's getting fired. So I guess the question I'm going to ask you, and you could keep it with the Giants or you could go broad spectrum. Why is the culture in New York sports right now seeming to be more about presentation and dollars and the ownership benefiting than actually winning on the field? And I mean, Aaron Judge won the MVP tonight, and that's awesome. And he's a generational talent. But we don't win. So, it's hard as a New York sports fan that's a young guy to look at this and say, these decisions make sense and for the betterment of the team and for the city. And I don't think it's fair to Brian Gable. He doesn't have the right pieces. Guys got hurt. We all know if they didn't get hurt, he'd still be the head coach. So make that make sense for me.
Nah, we don't know that. Thanks for the call, Justin. We don't know that because, like, they lost with those guys healthy. It's like all the talk about, like, how great Brian Burns is. They're losing. That's all it is, winning and losing. Heads have to roll. Consider him a sacrificial lamb. Consider him a dead man walking. There was always an ultimatum. Okay, you get to pick your quarterback, but we better win some games. Okay, you found the quarterback. You win a couple games, but then you blew too many games. You got to go. Not just in New York, anywhere. Emmanuel Acho came out with a take the morning after the Bears game, and he was saying, by NFL standards, if you blow the lead and lose games where you had above a 90% chance to win late in the fourth quarter, you can't be here anymore, bro. You got to go. So I don't think it's just New York, but obviously if I can make it there, it's hard to make it here. Tom Thibodeau got to the Eastern Conference Finals, built that team up, got them to the Eastern Conference Finals, shocked the world, beat the reigning champion Boston Celtics. They fired him for Mike Brown. It's a cold game. It's a cold-ass game. Joe Shane came in with Brian Daboll from Buffalo. Package deal. That's the guy that he hired. Now he's here, and Daboll doesn't have a job as he's supposed to be hiring the next guy. He's safe. When you talk about players getting hurt, right? Players get hurt in the NFL. I just was talking 10 minutes about how it's a war. It's a gladiator sport. It's a battle. You know what teams survive that? Oh, teams that have the right personnel, the right depth, where they draft and develop players, where if somebody goes down, it's not a house of cards. The whole thing doesn't fall apart. So, yeah, I don't know if it's just New York, you know. They fired Callahan out in Tennessee, which I thought was ridiculous. It's his second year. He's the one that picked Cam Ward. Something wasn't jiving there. I mean, they fired Mike Vrabel, who we're watching tonight. Last year, the Jets fired Rob Saleh when he was 2-3. Ridiculous. How'd that go? I mean, they don't care now, but, like, it's not wise. So, I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you guys. Brian Daboll's a dead man walking. He could have been fired after the Denver game. They should have beat the Saints. They should have beat the Dallas Cowboys. Should have beat the Bears. Should have, would have, could have. You got to go. Don't even want to see you anymore. Don't. You know what it is? Because, like, ownership can't allow you to do it again. Fool me, can't fool me again, 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 again. I was on the fan before I went on vacation talking to Giants fans about, hey, maybe if he can win some of these games, like they don't want to fire him. The Giants did not want to fire him because he's the one that recognized Jackson Dart, pushed for Jackson Dart, started Jackson Dart, got that first win against the undefeated Chargers, was damn near making out with the kid, was so happy, going crazy over the kid, going into the blue tent against the Eagles. They didn't want to fire the guy. And I remember lobbying with you guys saying, I know you guys can't stand him. I know he's a hothead. I know he's got some terrible losses under his belt. I know his record is the worst in the league, but he found the quarterback. So if you're able to beat Mac Jones, a backup quarterback with the 49ers, maybe he saves his job. No. If you're able to beat first-year head coach Ben Johnson, second-year quarterback Caleb Williams in Chicago, they're not great. They're not world beaters. They're all right. Should have won that game. No, you got to go. That's it. Done. Got to go. Brian's in Franklin Square on the Fan next. What you got for us, Brian?
What do you say to that, Keith? I got to tell you, I really appreciate you coming on to the Fan. I am a diehard listener of you, and I think you are phenomenal.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Earlier before, I heard you saying something about parents with having their children going to Little League sports and everything. Just a little backstory. My stepfather just passed away. He ran one of the biggest Little League football and Little League baseball leagues in the town of Huntington. And the thing with that, he wrote a couple books called Mom, Why Can't I Play Football? And he explains on how, you know, it's structure for these kids to go and get through and everything. And if parents are afraid of their child or anything going to sports and them getting hurt, you can get hurt doing anything. But this is a structure for the little boys and girls and everything and to help them throughout life. And I just want to give him my two cents on that. And you know, please always understand it's for the benefit of the children and everything. And it's a great thing that you can do.
I'm sorry for your loss, but thank you for bringing that into my show, Brian. I appreciate the call, and I can say that as well. First off, if you are afraid of your kid being concussed or getting hurt or breaking a leg, don't play. Don't let them play. That is your prerogative, the same way as, you know, rooting for the Jets or the Giants or the Dallas Cowboys. It's your life. Make the best decision for you. I would not be the person I am today if I did not play football. It is one of the single largest things that impacted my life. So, of course, I look at my son, and when people ask, hey, you're going to let him play football? Hell yeah. Because it...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Benefited me. It taught me so much. So many things. Like, I really, like, just like, you know, when you get tossed out there at a young age, it makes you tough. And it's not so militant, but there is a lot of things. You got to do jumping jacks. That's how practice starts. Hey, everybody, line up. Hit 20 jumping jacks. In sync, in rhythm, together. Like there are things. We got to go to break. When we come back, I'll tell you, like, from I started playing football when I was 10, and I played till I was 21, 22 in college. I wouldn't be on this radio station if I never put that helmet on. Nobody was going to pay for me to go to school. Like, to me, as a 12-year-old kid, and shout out to my mom who put it in pretty simple terms for a 12-year-old, when my brother, who was 10 years older than me, was getting out of college and had student loan debt and, you know, in New York trying to find a job, trying to find his way, my mom told me as a 6th grader, hey, we don't have money for you to go to school, and, you know, your brother had to take out all these grants and loans. I'm scoring 30 touchdowns a season in Pop Warner at Pee Wee football. And people's dads are telling me, hey, if you keep this up, you might get a scholarship. And so my mom was saying, you need to focus. Like, at 12, I played basketball. I played baseball. I even ran track. I did everything. I was one of the most athletic kids in my class, in the class above me and under me. But at 12 was when I really remember locking in that, like, I think I'm best at football. I think that if I focus on football for the next 5 years, I could get a scholarship.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.